Thank you for holding. My name is Secret. I am the supervisor on floor. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling to see what's going on with my refund that I was told I would be getting last Thursday when I called in.
And just to be sure, this is the correct account that was sent over. Could you verify the name and address?
Jason Walton, 405 Westchester Drive, Birmingham, Alabama, 35215.
So I see that you ordered the Elite Edge Rise and the pump. It's the male enhancement. This helps increase your strength and your stamina. Now, I see where on May 11th, the account was canceled, and that prevents all future charges. Now, I don't see where you called in to get a refund.
When I called to cancel is when I asked for the refund, and he said he was issuing a refund. Like the lady I just spoke to said, all calls are recorded. It don't show when I called in on the 11th to cancel. Because I called in.
Yes,
I spoke
you called
to a guy
in to cancel the account to prevent all future
and I asked,
charges.
Ma'am, I wasn't told anything about a 3 to 14 day trial. That's why I was calling. I thought I was just buying the three products. And then all of a sudden, a $109 charge popped up on my account. That's what made me call. And he told me it was a 3 day trial period. I hadn't even received the products at that time. I didn't sign up for no trial process. I just wanted the products that I purchased. That's why I called. He said he was canceling any further charges, and I asked, when can I get a refund? He said he was setting that up.
So I do apologize, and I do see where it says that you had already disputed the charge. So in order for us to issue you that refund, we do need to have the bank
on
the
line. No, wait. The only reason I said that is because she came back on the line and said that I couldn't get a refund. And I said, well, what if I disputed with my bank? Oh, so you disputed it already. What does it make a difference? If you guys charge me for something that I didn't sign up for, I can get my money back to you, or I can go to my bank and I can dispute it. So which one are you preferring me to do?
Well, it does say that you already disputed the charge, so we do need to have the bank on the line. Okay, but we still need to
have
the bank on the line just to verify that there isn't a dispute before we issue you any refunds.
Ma'am, this is BS. Because how do I get a refund for the stuff that I purchased, the three packages y'all sent me?
We'll need to have the bank on the line.
Just to send back something that I purchased?
Well, sir, we don't accept products back due to safety guidelines, so that's yours to keep.
Okay. So I got to call my bank, file a dispute, and then have them on the line to get my $109 back that y'all fraudulently took out of my account.
Well, you'll need to have them call us to verify that there isn't a dispute, and then we can issue you that refund.
It wasn't a dispute when there's not a dispute. There wasn't a dispute when I asked the dude for my refund the first time. I was just calling today to see how long it was going to take. And then she's going to tell me that I couldn't get a refund. I said, so do I have to call and get a dispute on this charge on my account?
Sir, well,
hello.
I'm here, sir. Now, in order for us to issue you any refunds, we do need to have the bank on the line.
Okay.